Thank you for that. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem Mishparech, today we'll try to do Sinu Kuf Aleph. I should wait for the ones who are also in Tzarek Tzibu. Thank you. Thank you, Yoni Yosef. So we're going to try to do Sinin Kuf Aleph, the Halachas HaChaticha Ruyel Eskabed. Kuf Aleph comes on the heels of Sinin Kuf. Sinin Kuf, we're discussing the Halachas of Beria. And in regards to Beria, we could really put Beria and Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed in the same category. Both of them are Dvarim Chashuvim. And because they're Dvarim Chashuvim, these are things that are not batal in Taruvas. It's not Fatal in the Taruvas. In that way, they're similar. And in fact, the Shach points out in Sifkatan Bey is the same thing that we saw in the Taz in Sifkatan Aleph in Simen Kuf, when we spent a little bit of time on that, where the halachas of Safek are identical when it comes to Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed and Beriah, because they're based on the same logic. Let's take a look at the Shach in Sifkatan Bey. I know I didn't read any Shulchan Aruch yet, didn't read any Gemara and so on, but conceptually, we should put this first before we delve into the details of Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. The Shach comments on the words of the Ramah, the im hu safek im hi ruil eskabed o lo azlinu lekula. When it comes to Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, so then if you have a safek whether it's a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, so then you're going to go lekula. Aside from the lone voice from the crowd of the Yaivitz that's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph, almost everybody agrees that this halacha Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed is a din derabanan, is not a din deraisa, just like we saw in regards to Beria. And that is that midrabanan, we were machmir that these things aren't going to be batal. So hence, the Ramah tells us the rule that if you have a safek, if it's a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, you're going to go lakula. Like every rule of safek derabanan lakula. That we saw in the Taz, in Simin Sadi Tes, Sif Katan Aleph. The Shach then repeats the same thing that we saw over there as well, that there are going to be two different types of safek. So let's take a look at the Shach. The Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed lo b'teila b'rov hu midrabanan, safek derabanan lahakil. Again, honorable mention, Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph, that the Yaivitz had some type of havamina to disagree. But at the end of the day, la'alacha, it's not given much credence. V'dafka safek imu Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. Here's a beautiful svara. And that is only if it's a safek, if it's a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. Aval imu vadai Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, the safek imu aser lo batal. But if it's certainly a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, but it's a safek of whether it's us or it's not batal. Why? Why is it that only if it's safek Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed? Beautiful, as we explained previously. And that is that if you have a safek of whether this item is usr, so then that's going to be a safek daraisa. The safek of whether it's usr or not, so that's a din daraisa. Then you can't pull out the rule of kula. So the only time you're going to have a safek is if you have a safek of whether this is a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, so then in such a case you're going to go lekula. However, once we have this rule, the Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, you have to be machmir on it, midrabanan. So then you have a case over here where Savik Daraisa says lechumra. So Savik Daraisa says this, you have to go lechumra. So the Torah Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, you're also going to have to go lechumra, part of that din of Savik Daraisa lechumra. So that's what we saw in the Taz in Sadi Tes, and that's what we see over here in the beginning, in Kuf, and that's what we see over here Kufal. So that's the an example of where the dinim of Beria and the dinim of Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed function in the same manner. There is, however, a fundamental distinction between the two. Both the svaras, we're going to elaborate in Lamdus shortly. I'll do 10 minutes of Lamdus, I'm allowed to. So before we elaborate in Lamdus how it works, but fundamentally, on the most basic level, all of these simanim, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis, are all the ideas in which the item is not batal. It sticks out, and once the item sticks out, so then in such a case it's not going to be batal. However, and that's what makes their halacha similar between Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed and Beria. However, there is a distinction between the two. Beria and Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, even though they're all about sticking out, However, you're Masbir Beria, however, we're going to shortly be Masbir Chaticha Ruyel Eskabit, that at the end of the day, they stick out in slightly different ways. The Taz in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, Taz in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, towards the end, makes the obvious point. He says, V'ha Amrinam B'sif Achar, it's Mamish at the end of the Taz, right before he quotes the Levush. It's also in the Shach. If it's easier for you, it's in the Shach Sifkat and Tezvav. But the Taz says it in a very dramatic way. He said the Shach says it Misiach Lekitumo. The Taz says it in a dramatic way. V'ham Rina B'siv Shachar Zed Lo Batal Chashivusa Mikoach Nisratzek O Nechtach Achete Abed Surasa. This that we say that when it comes to a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, if it is destroyed, if it's liquefied, so then in such a case, it's chashivus is batel. The ein dol mezel leberia. In this regard, it's not comparable to beria. Beria, the kol shenito ktsatz mimenu ein shein beria aleha. When it comes to beria, even the smallest amount that affects its standing automatically takes away that din of Beria. So we had a discussion, we quoted Darkei Moshe about Mavin Yavin that might disagree, but the bottom line is that when it comes to Beria, if it's missing a leg, so then in such a case it's going to no longer have a din Beria. By the way, the poskim, as Snithim Lahakal, I didn't mention this last time, discussed, well, you could see the Beria, but you can't see if the centipede has all of its legs, right? And you can't see the fly if it has all of its legs, or the copiad, that was what they found in the water in New York that we didn't discuss at all. So you could see it, that's the problem. If you can't see it at all with your naked eye, it's not going to be a problem. But you can't see if it has all of its legs. So that's a discussion whether that's another sniff to be made till, because at the end of the day, Beria has to be entirely whole. However, when it comes to Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, so then it's not that way. That's what the halacha is in Sivvav. That the Mechaber says, V'ushen es rasku, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. But when it comes to Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, if it's missing some of it, then in such a case, it's still going to be considered Ruyel Eskabed. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is going to be, you have a piece of steak, and a small part of the steak fell off. So then in such a case, that's still going to be Ruyel Eskabed, even though the din of Beria would not apply. So on the one hand, they're similar. On the other hand, they're different, the halachos of Beria and Ruyel Eskabed. By the way, the Gra points out that it affects how you read the order of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav. In Sif Vav, at first glance, the Mechaber puts together Beria and Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. The Mechaber writes, Ha de Beria ve Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed lo batli, dafka v'odem shleimim. So, if you simply read the Shulchan Aruch, and you didn't know the Shach and the Taz, you would have made the mistake and said, whatever the halacha of Shalim for Beri and Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed is, it's the exact same thing. So the Gra, Taz, and Shach will agree. The Gra's right, since Sifkat Nizayim, Lo Koi, Ela Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. It's only talking about Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. It's not talking about the other things. So that's the general rule of thumb. Beri and Chaticha Eskabed start from the very similar places. The halachas of Safek are the same, but at the same time, even though they're both not batel for the same reason, Beri has to have the din Beri. That by Mevin Yavin would even point to the idea that the Malkus is what gives the Beri its chashivus. It's not coming from anything else. But Yesh Lefalpel and Chaticha Eskabed is still different. Okay, so it's different then. Let's now take a look. What is this different? Let's take a look at this different din. So we have the Gemara Daf Kuf Amid Aleph that's talking, commenting on the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav and Bezal Chaticha Shel Nevela. So the halacha is that Chaticha Shel Nevela could aser the entire pot. Asks the Gemara two lines on top on Kuf Amid Aleph, the Tibatel Beruba. Why don't we say that's Batel Berov? So says the Gemara, you got a good point. At first glance, should be Batel Berov. Says the Gemara, but it depends on the Sugi of Davar Sheh B'Minyan. Davar Sheh B'Minyan is based on a Mishnah in Arla. The Mishnah in Arla describes that there are things of Arla that, since the nature is to count it, so then in such a case it is not batel. In other words, it has its own identity because it's an item that is counted. An item that is counted stands alone, stands by itself. You have one, you have two, you have three. No one counts in their shalom pot. They don't count one bean, two bean, three bean. However, when it comes to apples, maybe you do. So the Gemara there tells us that if davar sheh b'minyan is not batel, says the Gemara, it's false. That makes sense according to the Man D'Amar, who says Darko Limnos. If the derech is to count it, so then in such a case, then it's not going to be batal. El Man D'Amar, I'll explain what this means shortly. Es shedarko limnos, but the Man D'Amar says only those things that the derech is to be mona. The difference between these two Man D'Amrim, as Rashi explains on the second line from the top, is that there are some things that is described in the Mishnah and Arla, is that you sometimes count it. So when it comes to this chaticha, at times you describe the chaticha in terms of its numbers, and at times you describe it in terms of weight. So if we're going to say kol shadarko limnos is not batal, so then in such a case, then this chaticha is not going to be batal because it's davar sheminyan. But the Man D'Amar holds es shadarko limnos, so that's the Mishnah list as only six things. So it's miyuchad leminyan. Those things that are miyuchad to be counted, and those are six items that are elucidated in Maseches Beitza. So if that would be so, so then Chaticha is not one of those six things. So you're stuck according to that Man D'Amar, Michael Neymar. So my answer, Shani Chaticha Hol V'Ruy Eskabi Boluf Mea Orchim. So Chaticha Ruy Eskabi is different, and it's not going to be bottled, which is the tenet of all of Simin Kuf Aleph. Here I'd like to share with you a fundamental Chakira that one could ask in regards to Chaticha Ruy Eskabi, which is Mamish Mefurish in the Rishonim, themselves. The people who made this famous, I found, are people from our generation. One is the Pri Moshe. Rav Miller did not discuss this at all. Pri Moshe is a fantastic, fantastic sefer. You have to use it right, but it has all the fundamental chakiras in our sugya. And another brand new sefer that shares with us the most fantastic, the basic and chakiris in our sugya, and that is nothing less than Rav Eliyahu Sefer Meshiv Nefesh. So I wasn't familiar with this chakira, but it's Mamish Mefurish in the Rishonim, and we're going to see that many of these, that there are going to be issues that are dependent on this. The Pri Moshe points out that he is a Rav, he's actually quite anonymous. He's clearly a master Talmud Chacham and organizes sugyas beautifully. He's an anonymous Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak. His name is Segal. His sefer doesn't have any askamas. It's not clear where he learned and so on and so forth. I heard somebody track him down, but he really organizes the sugyas very nicely. So the Pri Moshe points out that if you take a look at the Rush, there's a famous Rush that we're going to get to that relates to Siv Gimel in our halacha. And the Rush feels strongly that the Rishonim made a mistake and they misunderstood the sugya of Chaticha Ruy Eskabed. He says the Rishonim keep the Rush pounds this home in Siman Lamed Vav. He says the Rishonim understood that what is Ruy Eskabed, that means that it's prepared and ready to be given for a guest, and they therefore discussed what happens if it's not entirely ready for a guest. For example, the feathers yet weren't removed. Or, the Rush discusses, what happens if the item is so large that you wouldn't, it's not real Eskabe because you would cut it down into two pieces. So, the Rush says, the Rishonim said, took it literally. Haru'il Eskabe Lefnei Archim. Says the Rush, this is ridiculous. He calls it Divrei Hevel, right? Is that? Divrei Avai. He calls it Divrei, he's very, 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 very sharp, in this. And what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? So if you read the Rush carefully, I underline two parts in the Rush. Four lines into Simin Lamed Vav. First word on the line. Ubechaticha Ruy Eskabed Rabu Deus. Yesh Min HaGedolim Shamru Dafke Chatichas Iser Shenes Bashlu Im Chatichas Heter Eskabed Bo Archim. Avo Chaticha Chaya, but if it's still raw. Vafilu Shem Batar Barov. Here he says Hevel. Vedivre Hevel Heim. He says it's to the hay vase is the same thing. Sometimes says hevel, sometimes avai. V'divrei hevelim. Tohadikon ruy skayf ne'archem lava memra shetei ruy kamoshi ata elu mishum shiur naktinon. V'gdola ki hai shiruy elitan lefnei orech nichbad chashuva kizos shederech limnois. It's chashuv kederech limnois. So here is the, I'm already up to 5 minutes in lumdus. Here's the last 5 minutes of lumdus. So the Rush says, Shederech Limnais. The Rush says that you see that Chaticha Ruy Eskabed falls into the category of those things that are Darko Limnos. In other words, the Rush is saying it doesn't have to be that it's something that mamish is darko limnos. Dark